Misfit Toys.
Everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you from Chateau Benson in beautiful Southern California on Monday, May 6, 2 Oceans 13. Last night I did a show at Zany's in Rosemont, Illinois, a great place to celebrate Cinco de Mayo, and we played the Leonard Maltin game with audience members, and the audio of that will be shared by me with you in a moment. Met a lot of great people this weekend in St. Louis and Rosemont, and I will be sure to come back with a podcast taping as soon as my schedule permits. Looking forward to my stand-up shows in Boise, Denver, Providence, Boston, which is sold out, Knoxville at Side Splitters, Nashville at Zany's there, Toronto Comedy Bar, Limestone Festival in Bloomington, Indiana, Varsity Theater, Douglas Movies taping in Minneapolis, American Comedy Company in San Diego, Douglas Movies taping, Pittsburgh Improv, stand-up, and a Douglas Movies taping. Jesus, I'm going to a lot of places. DouglasMovies.com for all my dates and deets and links. And if you're in the LA area this week, check out the free, as always, Douglas Movies taping at the UCB Theater, which happens on most Tuesdays at 7 p.m. sharp. And if you want to join Baseball Jordan at the front of the line, get there at about 5:30. This week, Werner Herzog returns once again to defend his Leonard Maltin game title. And I'm going to bring in some heavy hitters to try to bring him down. And Thursday night, we are doing a special 90-minute late-night Douglas Movies taping at Flappers in Burbank at 10 p.m. with very special guests that I hope will make it worth your $20 and a two-drink minimum, or one drink and one entree. I think that's how it works. And now I'll whisk you away to a magical night in a funny mall town in Rosemont, Illinois. Enjoy.
Hey, so do you guys want to play some Leonard Maltin?
Rosemont, Illinois, Zany's Comedy Club, adjacent to, I love this fucking bar, and this fucking grill area, and this fucking patio.
So
have you been over there yet?
No.
I think I was in a group picture there last time. They're like, they'll take pictures of you and then they put it up on a board and you can see it on your way out or something.
That sounds amazing. I can't believe I haven't gone there. Like, holy shit.
It's so good. They have a special tonight. You can buy beer with money.
No way! It's Sunday beer with money night.
Yeah, they'll totally let you go in there and buy some beer if you have money.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's a great deal. Let's look and see what's in the prize bag, Graham.
Let's do that.
Help me open that up and look through it. Always bring a bunch of stuff if I can. There you go. Just put it on there. And...
oh, this was given to you by some gentlemen at the airport today.
Yeah, we had some airport stalker today that was waiting for us to get off the plane.
That's not creepy at all.
And they gave me flip-flops that have marijuana leaves on. So that's going to be good in my bag next to actual marijuana. And then, but it's from, what does that say, Spark Nugs?
Yeah, Spark Nugs. Spark Nugs on the fucking money.
So it's our good friends at Spark Nugs.
Yeah.
One size probably will not fit you. Is what this is.
A t-shirt from a food truck in St. Louis.
St. Louis, the Gorilla Street Food Truck, gave us a pretty shirt that Graham's modeling. A guy over there just yelled, fuck St. Louis. Well, if your dick's big enough, you gotta go in the arch.
Yeah. Stick your dick in the arch, guys. Alright, then there's a...
such a rivalry.
That's a
Chicago
thing.
Oh yeah, I get it. Yeah.
And then
$10 gift card from iTunes. I'm way too excited for that.
$10.
If Oprah Winfrey said that, everyone would flip her off and get up and leave. They'd also say, "You're still taping shows?"
And then there's a copy of Smug Life, Doug Benson's CD.
And
We're having all the Palm Strike dance party, Palm Strike dance party, dance party, Palm Strike.
Yeah, that's
so it's
crazy.
A pretty good prize bag. Somebody's gonna win this shit. So
pick up your prize, asshole.
Yeah, pick it up off the ground, you jerk.
Yeah. Stick that in your pipe, bitch.
Let's see some name tags, you guys. If anybody has one. It's not a requisite, but it's nice when people bring stuff.
Patrick has just, what is that, just a fondue bowl? That's nice. Captain Hammer. Washy Washy, he's got some creepy shit. Air Jordan, that's sweet. Oh, this guy's just pretty iron. These guys are these Cinco de Mayo guys. One guy's got a crazy hat, the other guy's got the Chupa Libre or whatever.
I believe it's called a sombrero, not a crazy hat.
Sombrero is Mexican for crazy hat, Doug. Look it up!
I'm gonna put on my crazy hat and have the power siesta.
Crazy hat. Crazy hat. That's the only song I had.
So who do you want to play against?
Wow, these are amazing. I think in honor of Cinco de Mayo, we gotta go crazy hat. We gotta go. Come just walk around this way, sir.
I love how they brought the lights up as soon as you pick somebody. That's when the lights came up so we could see all the name tags, but. Crazy Matt's coming to the stage. Well,
there you go.
Can
you stand next to him?
Sit right here, sir. Right. Stand right
next
here.
To
and then it says Rico, so we're just going to put that on your chest. There you go. All right. Yeah! He is the whitest dude you've ever seen, ladies and gentlemen. For those listening at home, the whitest guy in the world.
Rico Whitey. Rico, are you familiar with this game? Do you know how to play?
Okay,
he says he's very familiar.
Oh, shit.
And do you think that you can control this game?
No. But
he doesn't think he can control it.
Okay, that's good, because do you feel any control? That is the greatest fucking baddest tough guy move I've ever seen. He just gently rests his hand. Do you feel in control?
I feel some unpleasant sexual energy.
Yeah. Then he just snaps his neck. Oh, Bane is America's hero.
All right. I'll agree with that just to move along. You get to pick a category, Rico. This is just between Rico and Graham, you guys in the audience. So don't yell out, even if it's just washy washy.
There is
okay.
A
you can yell out washy washy. Greatest movie ever bowled. That's movies with bowling in them. Oh. Or Are We There Yet? That's movies that are in Russia. Or Back to the Fuhrer, and that's WW2 movies.
I'm gonna have to go with the greatest movie ever bowled.
Yeah. All right.
Rico has stopped it. The greatest movie ever bowled, ladies and gentlemen. The greatest movie ever bowled. Movies that involve bowling. Selected by Rico. Born in a farm.
One and a half stars for this movie that has bowling in it, according to Leonard. He says about he just didn't care for it. Here's an entire sentence at one point in the review. What a waste. And then it says this movie is stupid and proud of it. Stupid and proud. And the guy in the audience said something that was incorrect, fortunately. But please don't use your outside voice, or as I like to call it, your face down in the AstroTurf voice. Did you run around at all in the AstroTurf outside, Grant?
I have not done that.
There's a nice field for that. Yeah, you go out there, you can do car wheels.
Bars.
You can throw on a sombrero and take a nap. I saw Rico out there.
This guy just goes, you can palm strike. Now I'm going. Now I'm in. I can buy beer with cash and run around on AstroTurf. This place is goddamn amazing.
11 names listed by Leonard Maltin. How many names do you think you can get it in, Rico?
Let's go with 11 names.
Good opening bid. Yeah. It's a smart player. Smart player in a lazy hat.
Yep.
I meant crazy. I will go 7 names.
Let's go with 5 names.
5 names! Rico, I'm going to need you to name that movie.
Are you Jay-Z's rapping nephew, Ballsy? Because you're going to get 5 names, and then you're going to tell me the name of this movie that has bowling in it.
What's the year?
The year is 1996.
Okay.
And 2 years after you were born.
Your 5 names are Prudence Wright Holmes. That's 3 of them. Just kidding. Sam Gresner, Lin Che, Rob Moran, and Richard Tyson. Not Mike Tyson.
Dickie Tyson.
Dickie T.
All right, I have no idea who any of those people are, but I'm going to go with Kingpin.
That's correct!
At a bar that takes cash for beer.
I bet you they lost Len Maltin when he was drinking cow cum. I bet you that's when Len went, oh, you know what? There's some raisinets in the lobby I need to talk to.
That cost the movie a star right there, right there. Just the cow cum took it down from 2.5 to 1.5.
Yeah. Cow cum was really...
Flossing, the gross flossing scene, that probably lost a half star for Lenny.
Sure. What's happening right now, Graham? Were you just going to discuss Kingpin for a while?
I think Kingpin has some great patriarchal moments.
What does that mean? Has daddy issues?
I don't know what it means. I'm trying to talk like a film scholar about a movie like that. The mise-en-scene of...
Graham Elwood, everybody!
Prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hi, I'm stand-up comedian and sex symbol Tig Notaro.
And I'm actor and writer Cheryl Hines.
Before Cheryl and I got into the big business of podcasting together, we were just simply friends.
And we're still friends. But now we talk about a different documentary every week on our podcast, Tig and Cheryl, True Story. So whether you love documentaries or just want to hear us slowly lose our minds, check out Tig and Cheryl True Story wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, cool.
My name is Paul Gilmartin, and I am the host of the Mental Illness Happy Hour podcast, where we have raw conversations about the stuff that's difficult to talk about out loud. It's made best of lists and been praised by the New York Times, Esquire, Psychology Today, and I have on regular people, therapists, and famous people like Marc Maron, Tiffany Haddish, Catherine Hahn, and Rob Delaney. Check it out, the Mental Illness Happy Hour.